This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers return to the Capitol next week for the start of the annual legislative session. Democrats will have their largest majority in Colorado history. CPR's Benta Berklin has more on what that could mean for their Republican colleagues.
The November election saw Republicans lose 7 seats in the state legislature. This leaves the party with less than a third of the seats in both chambers. Incoming House Minority Leader Mike Lynch says he's excited for the challenge.
We don't have some sort of a battle strategy that's going to, you know, go flying in their face, but we're going to make sure that all aspects of those things that we don't agree with are brought to the forefront.
Democrats, meanwhile, say top priorities include more protections for abortion access and gun violence prevention. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
The Douglas County Sheriff's Office has released a report criticizing the shooting of Christian Glass last June by a Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In 72 pages, officials say the main deputy who responded to Glass's call for help didn't follow procedures for dealing with someone who appeared to be having mental health problems. Instead, he escalated the situation unnecessarily. The deputy told investigators he killed Christian Glass because he was afraid the geology student was going to kill another officer from the front seat. Officials now say that would have been impossible. The former deputy and his supervisors have been fired by Clear Creek County and face felony charges in Glass's death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Custer County Jail is closing today. Commissioners made the decision late last month to shut it down based on safety and increasing costs. County voters rejected a proposal for a new jail in 2021. Custer County inmates will be moved to neighboring Fremont County. The number of Coloradans in the hospital with COVID and other problems is falling. COVID hospitalizations fell for the 5th straight week, and fewer people have been in the hospital with RSV for the past month. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.